Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, The Bird Show.
There's a couple of terms for it, but the one that stuck with me was submarining. When you get ghosted by somebody and they go away, right? And then months later, out of nowhere, they come to surface again and they start texting you out of nowhere after they ghosted you.
Yep, that's what happened to me. Is a little submarine just decided to peek his little head up and say, hey, you still desperate? You still out there? Yes, I still am. Because a man who ghosted me 6 months ago to the day has finally returned to my life. We like to call these guys boomerangs because they always come back. Mm-hmm. And a man boomeranged his way into my phone the other day.
I mean, a ghost should be, that goes on your permanent record. When they stop talking to you, there shouldn't be any bounce back from that, right? That's pretty arrogant.
Yeah, 100%. I think it is so rude. Well, it's either rude to think like, oh, I forgot about this girl. Let me see if she's still interested. But also in the way that this person came back into my phone, I almost just wonder if he's stupid, because I was on the dating apps just minding my own business, again, searching for my soulmate, and all of a sudden I get a ping, like, from a man who ghosted me on a different dating app 6 months ago.
Lies.
I was like, do you not remember me? You have my phone number. You could have texted me. So I'm like, you either don't recognize me or you really just felt awkward about the fact that you messed up and ghosted me back in June and you're coming back through.
This happens quite a lot though, right? I've heard this tale quite a lot where I guess you're swiping so fast or I haven't been on the dating app, so I do not know. But I've heard this story before that we went out and then they forgot it was me and they swiped on me again to go out again.
The difference is we matched the first time around on Bumble, and I could see that more on Bumble because it's sort of like fast, like back and forth, left and right. But the first thing is I have the same pictures on my Bumble as I do on my Hinge. And for Hinge, which is where this person liked me, you have to like scroll through and pick a photo and like manually go, yes, I am liking that person. And he did that on a photo that was pretty deep down in my profile.
Okay, so I'm curious, when this happens, do you dismiss or do you engage?
So because I get paid to do this, I decided to engage.
Yes! Thank you. Thank you for your service.
You're welcome. I'm here to serve the people.
Radio soldier. I told you.
There was a part of me that was like so prideful because I always kind of wondered. I was like, because I had seen him on the app like a month or two ago. And I was like, what are you doing, dude? Like, you have my number. You ghosted me. And so when I saw him just like on my feed, I X'd him out because I was like, no, I don't want to. This guy's not interested. But when he liked me, I was kind of like, I just want to see what he's going to say.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if he like has any, like, there's no way you can't remember me because we talked for like a good bit of time. Like, was I that forgettable?
I was going to say, you don't want to believe that you're that forgettable.
I don't know. I just think I have a pretty distinct profile. Like, how many blondes?
Many.
Many. No, how many blondes are in Atlanta that also work in radio that, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't feel like I'm that basic? Maybe I am.
I would say the radio thing sets you apart.
Okay. First of all, rude. And this man has my number. This is what it is.
Mo can't stop laughing.
This is what it's with. We don't all look the same, Mo. This is what has really bothered me about this guy so much, because what really blew my mind about him the first time around is that I feel like you really make a big leap when you get off the apps and you get somebody's number. To me, most of the time, if I have somebody's phone number, I'm going to remember you a little bit more. It means a little bit more. So when he liked me, I was just like, what are you doing, my guy? So he pops up in my phone, and I did talk about this dude on the radio. So this was Hot Golfer from this summer.
He is very hot.
And yeah. So Hot Golfer liked me we matched on Bumble, and we had like a good conversation. And then I messed up the first time around because he had waited like a week to respond to me. So I forgot about a message he had sent about going golfing or something. And then I had asked him if he was into golf, and then I didn't hear from him for like a week. And then he was like, oh, sorry, I'm not on this app a lot. And then I gave him my number, and then he like immediately texted me. We started going back and forth. And then I just never heard from this man again. Like, I was, why get my number? Mm-hmm. Why get my number? Right. So this dude has been an enigma to me the past like 6 months. And I decided to engage, and I liked him back on Hinge. And I was waiting and waiting and waiting.
Because you are not going to make that first move.
Absolutely not. No, my pride cannot.
Good.
He has not responded. He has not said anything. He just liked me on Hinge and then just like let it fly.
What in the world?
That's super weird.
So weird.
There are a couple of things to debate here. Okay, so the question of like, why get my number? Why get my number? I will just give a little defense here, and it's not one that I even believe in. I think at the end of a date, it's uncomfortable. Like to say that, hey, you know what? This is not going to happen for me for whatever reason. People can't go that route. So they will ask you for your number, thinking that's the proper thing to do because they don't want to be the bad guy to your face. They would rather just like ghost you after getting that number.
That's not how it went down though. Like we were in the apps and he said, I don't go on this app a lot. So I was like, oh, if you want to keep talking, here's my number. So if this man did not want to engage with me in any way, he could have just not texted me. Mm-hmm. Like that was the perfect out.
Right.
And he immediately texted me. It wasn't like, oh, he waited a couple days, he got horny or bored and decided to hit me up. It was like 30 minutes later, he's like, so what are you doing? And I was like, I'm doing this. What are you doing? Thinking I'm gonna have a date next weekend. And then this man just ghosts. So I don't know what this dude is on, but I want to know. I'm so fascinated.
Do you think so? He did that initial like, and then you liked him back, and then he realized like you were somebody he had talked to before, and then that's why he bowed out?
Then he should have unmatched me. Just unmatched with me like an adult.
It's like he want to know things about you, but he doesn't want to actually ask.
Is there any way to like ask the guy, go, look, this is going to be the very last time we ever have a conversation. I just want some answers here that I can actually give on the radio. I want you to represent men that do this. Do you think that you'd actually get an answer out of him?
No, I'm getting wussy vibes from this man.
Yeah, don't do that.
If you hit him up and you were like, hey, be honest, did you forget that we connected on Bumble?
No, that makes me look so desperate.
Okay.
Like, I have some pride.
I have 2 cents of pride left, Kristen. Let me hold on to it, Abby.
We need to eliminate that.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.